just like Grandpa in his old rocking chair. Yes, rock me, pretty baby, like Grandpa in his old rocking chair.
You have been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM and our punky reggae party 2, Reggae Boogaloo, although we've been taking a little bit of a break from the reggae in that last set or two. Getting a little bit of variety in there, ending off with a track from Willie Dixon featuring, of all people, Memphis Slim.
Yeah, and his first record is with Memphis Slim, and he did do a bunch of recordings early on as a solo artist with Memphis Slim. And it's not what you expect from Willie Dixon. He would make these very slow, really great blues songs that he would write for other artists that he would often play bass on the recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And they would record their versions of these songs he would write, most notably Howling Wolf. Actually, almost everyone from Chess, really.
Essentially, yes.
He wrote so many amazing songs, and a lot that went on to become standards. But I wanted to highlight just a couple of songs and then just play one from one of his solo things, because he doesn't have too many. Like, he's not known for his solo recordings as much as he's known for writing songs that other people have made more famous.
That's true. We should mention that that record was released back in 1959. That's the same year of release of the album we heard before that, which features one of his best-known songs from Howlin' Wolf.
Yes, so we heard Willie Dixon and
Memphis Slim
with Move Me from Willie's Blues in 59.
Mm-hmm.
And then we heard Howlin' Wolf from Moanin' in the Moonlight, his first album, in 59. He did Evil Is Going On, which is a Willie Dixon song, and Willie Dixon plays bass on that one.
Yeah, to great effect. It's so haunting on that. Before that, we heard one of my favorite songs, as Dave mentioned, covered, one of my favorite covers by the Rolling Stones of this, but we heard the original version by Wilson Pickett, Mercy, Mercy.
Which, in fact, is a cover of a song.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I believe Don Covoy wrote it. I the name is slipping my mind, but it is a cover of a song.
Schooled me, Dave. I really thought it was a Pickett original.
But he did it really wonderfully. Mercy, Mercy from the exciting Wilson Pickett, released in 1966. A new reissue of this album is coming via vinyl, via Rhino Records, including these previous two that we heard before it as well. Curtis Mayfield from his debut album, 1970's Curtis. We heard Wild and Free. This is a truly amazing album. And then we heard Otis Redding with Shake from Otis Blue / Otis Redding Sings Soul, originally released in 1965.
So we're going to be ending off the set, going back to our punky reggae party. And as promised, we're going to be playing a very interesting track, a version of Stop That Train by Bob Marley and the Wailers, originally written by Peter Tosh for the group. And it was released originally on the 73 edition of Catch a Fire. However, in 2001, there was a deluxe edition issued, and that featured the complete original Jamaican recordings. These are the ones that were untouched by Chris Blackwell. I just said his name wrong three times. Third time's the charm,
obviously. That means you have good luck.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it means that for the rest of the night. Either way, these are the undoctored versions of these songs. Well worth checking out. So we're going to play that original Jamaican version of Stop That Train. So we have maybe about 15 minutes worth of music left.
Yes, and we're going to hear a bunch of reggae to end out the night and the program. Mark Casbon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program here on CJAM FM. If time, we're going to hear music from the Upsetters with Lee Scratch Perry and Kig Tubby. Check out revrock.blogspot.com for the full playlist at a later point in time. And next week, we will be continuing our theme month with our annual
Surf Rock Special.
Yes, we will be featuring an interview this time with Chris Jack of the band The Routes, I should say.
Did he finally say it's The Routes?
Well, he's actually from the UK, so when he says route, it sounds like root.
I think it's, Dave, I think it's official now, The Roots.
No. The Roots is a very different band.
I love The Roots.
Me too. And I love The Routes. So we're going to hear a bunch of tracks from him, and he's going to talk about, we interviewed him, and he talked about a time when actually he met Takeshi Tarachi in Japan. He currently resides there and has been for many years and plays there. So we'll get to that next week. Stay tuned. Lots of really cool stuff coming up for our surf rock show next week. But we still got a lot of great reggae. Now we're going to hear the original version of Stop That Train, written by Peter Tosh, found on the 2001 reissue of Catch a Fire on Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Hey, hey, this is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, keep listening.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
CJSF 90.1 FM SFU Burnaby.